This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
RJ Bell gave us a winner last week, and he joins us now. He says, I only bring up when he gives us losers. That was a winner in a big way. So, RJ, congratulations. I know you've got winners for us this week.
No 4-12 for me, Mr.
That's
Michael
right.
K.
All right, so there are two games.
Yes.
You got some what?
No, I was going to say, I've got some real interesting narratives. You know, I think these are the games that get talked about the most, you know, before the Super Bowl, and obviously that game. And I think the media and the conversation is just plain wrong about a couple big aspects.
Tell us. Okay.
Well, one, you hear a lot of people talking about how the Bills can't run the ball and the idea of a one-dimensional offense is not going to win at the highest level. If you actually look at efficiency numbers, expected points added is a good one. The Bills have the ninth best running offense in football. They don't run often, but when they run, they're super or relatively effective. And check this out. If you look at the top 14 in that rushing efficiency number, 12 made the playoffs. So the only two that weren't in there that made the playoffs were the Bears were number 22 and Steelers number 30, both eliminated in the first round. So as much as we think passing is the key, and I think it is, the ability for the run to be something the team has to defend, the other team, I think is vital, and the Bills meet that criteria.
And what's the other narrative?
Well, I think the idea of how good Green Bay is, you know, something that we do at pregame.com is we'll look at the expected win percentage throughout the fourth quarter. And we weight it higher as you get towards the end of the game, right? Because we know there can be plays at the end of the game that swing a game, but how much in control are you of that game? And it's a great metric because the top four teams left are in the top five, but Green Bay is number one. They've been ahead 78% of their expectations in the fourth quarter was to win the game, 78%. No team matches that. And to me, I think the whole, Green Bay's let a few backdoor scores, you know, let people cover against them has changed the perception. They haven't really had a competitive game for a long while. They've just dominated. And the picks I like this week, it's not my best bet, but I like Green Bay in the first half especially over Tampa. And that's a key distinction. If you look at Green Bay's last point on this game, if you look at their point differential in the first half, they've outscored opponents by 145 points. In the second half, they've outscored opponents by 12. So Green Bay's let teams stick around, but they've dominated the first half. And Brady tends to start slow in these big games. So let's make a junior best bet, but not a best bet on Green Bay in the first half. You can get that at -2.
Now, I'm assuming, RJ, nothing can swing a spread more than Mahomes versus Henny. So what would this spread be if they announced that Henny was the starting quarterback?
Great question. Line would be Bills favored by 4.
Wow. Wow, a touchdown, huh?
Yeah, and think about this. A little bit of this current number, and it's between 3 and 3.5. It's, you know, it's halfway in between, let's call it, is some lingering uncertainty. Not that if Mahomes will play, I think most people think high probability, but will he be affected? And again, it could be the head, though now people seem to be thinking wasn't a concussion, but the toe, right? Is if his mobility is key. And if his mobility is hindered even by 10%, it's pretty meaningful. So I think this line would be clearly 3.5 if Mahomes hadn't been hurt. It's between 3 and 3.5. So some of that's built in. But, boy, that swing would be 7-8 points. And you mentioned he's as valuable as anyone. Aaron Rodgers is actually slightly more valuable. And I think some of that is just Andy Reid gets so much love that he can make even a Henny somewhat effective. But I do find it fascinating, guys. Think about this. The chance of Kansas City winning as a, you know, with Mahomes, 3-point favorite, 3.5 or so, is about the same as Buffalo winning without Mahomes. Meaning, think about it. If the line's going to be Buffalo 4 without him, in Kansas City three and a half with them, as much as people would say, oh, it's over, Kansas City can't win, they'd have about the same chance to win without Mahomes as the Bills do right now.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
What else? So yeah. What's the absolute makeout pick?
The makeout pick is going to be back to that Green Bay game. We're going over the total. Total in that game is 51 right now, and over is the pick. And it's just a matter of Tampa's. Well, one is just how great Green Bay's offense is. I mean, it gets old to talk about Aaron Rodgers and all that. But if you look at that first half point differential, it speaks to a guy that they're in the lead and they kind of go on California cool cruise control. And, you know, they've let some teams sort of back in the game. That's not going to happen with a Super Bowl trip on the line. So I expect them to really be throwing the ball even if they have the lead, the Packers. On the other hand, if the Packers have the lead, Tampa Bay is going to be forced to throw because they tend to want to run more than is efficient. And if they do get behind like I expect, and that's why I think there's a correlation between over in this game and the first half Green Bay. If Tampa's behind, Tom Brady doesn't give up. And he'll keep throwing, and they have a lot of weapons. 51 is only slightly above an average total, about 49 this year. And finally, weather is what people are concerned about. The only weather that really matters is wind. Now, if there's a ton of snow, if it's 10 degrees, yeah. But 25 with a little bit of snow doesn't affect things, really. The wind does, and the wind is supposed to be non-existent. Love the over. That's the makeout pick.
All right, so we have about a minute. Give us the picks of the games. We know it's not your best bet, but what do you like?
Yeah, I would go with Green Bay for sure, and I would go with the Bills. You know, if you actually look at Kansas City, the last time they covered the spread was the day after Halloween. 0-8-1 since then. And I've just never seen a team struggle this much against expectation and win these big, big games. I know they're a great team, but I do lean strongly towards the Bills, especially at plus 3.5.
All right, we will talk to you next week. Thanks, RJ.
Thank you, guys. Have a good
one. Man.
All right, so that is RJ Bell. You have his pick. So he likes the over 51 in the Green Bay game. And for the games, he likes Green Bay and he likes Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.